Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Now, I encourage you to be quiet, or rather concentrate. I don't know if quiet is the word, but let me have your attention for a few minutes. I don't really have so many things to say. It's really about God. So I need your attention. But let us start this journey from Esther. Where's Michael? I need Michael here. Esther chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. Now, let's look at this. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over and against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. The first I want you to write down, go to verse 3, is that the realm of favor flows where there is honor. Just put it down somewhere. The realm of favor flows where there is what? Honor. The second thing, the realm of favor opens up where there is an understanding of protocol. Come on, say I hear you. Come on, say I hear you. I said the realm of favor opens up where there is understanding of protocol. Verse 3. Then said the king unto her, what will thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? And it shall be given thee even to the half of my kingdom. Now look at me. In those days, you could not proceed into the presence of a king if you did not have understanding of divine protocol or royal protocol. And it's the same thing with God. God says, if you are coming before me, come before me with thanksgiving. Come before me with what? Praise. He said, enter my courts with what? Now, the court there, court, is where decisions are made. It's where there will be rulings. It's where there will be destiny decisions. And please hear me very well. That court is made up of a certain kind of people. Give me, is it Hebrews 13? Where you have, we have come to Mount Zion. Is it? Give me Hebrews 13. Let's look at the... Bring it down a bit. The constitution of that court. Then I will come back here. What verse is that? We have come to Mount Zion. Is it 13 or 12? Huh? Okay. Go to chapter 12, verse 18. No. Verse 22. 12:22. He said, but we have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Listen to me. There is a heavenly replica of where you are living now. There are cities in God's kingdom. There are nations. Heaven is not just a parlor. Not everybody in heaven sees God's face every day. He's busy. That's why he doesn't sleep. Huh? With the kind of power God has, if I have 10% of it, I will sleep. I'll just program everything. I beg. I don't sleep for 500 years. Those people, their wala is too much. Let me sleep. You see, Jesus said, my father walketh itato, and I walk. Favor is not for lazy people. Go and check the Bible. Everybody, the door of favor opened over, they were hard workers. Favor just looked like you were ready for an opportunity and you came in. But go and check those people. And if you are one of those people saying, but I don't have a job, when you wake up, there's this thing Pastor Kenny downloaded on my laptop, that sticky notes, or what was that? Sticky notes that you installed on my laptop. So I wake up every morning and that's the way I work. Because as a pastor, you can wake up and decide to watch African Magic. So even the film I watch, I note it. I have a meeting with so-so person, 10 a.m. I have a meeting with this, 12 a.m., 12 p.m. I have a meeting, break time, do what you like, sleep. And most times, I don't even get the sleep because of work. So when you call me and say, Pastor, sorry to disturb you. Yes, because you are disturbing me. I'm working. My father worked it out to and I work. He said, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. This is the structure of the court of heaven. Please look at it. Are you seeing this scripture? Can you see it from where you are? Huh? Can you see Hebrews 12:2 on your screen? We have come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. That means we have more angels than demons. In fact, from my calculation, everybody has more than one. Yeah. But leave that one. Next verse. So you have seen that in this court of heaven, we have angels. Are we good? Now look at the next slide. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Please, who are these categories of people? That's the church of Jesus Christ. Huh? There is a general assembly, or like an house of assembly in that court. And there are people who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm talking to you about the court of heaven, which are written in heaven. And we have come to what? To God, the judge of all. So now, in that court, we have angels. Are we together? We have believers, Christians. We have the Almighty God, the judge of all. And now we have the spirits of what? Just men that have been made perfect. Next verse. Now, if you skim through, you will miss something there. The spirit of just men made perfect are not just believers. There are people that have lived before us. Like David. Like Abraham. Like Samson. This particular category of people, many of them were criminals. Like Solomon. Huh? Area boys. Like Solomon. His own anointing is for how to manage women. Some people are just gifted like that. Like John Iwuji. Okay, I rest my case. But those who know, they know. I don't know how he does it, but it's okay. So this category of people, they were not perfect. Go to verse 23. Verse 23. But they were not perfect, but God graced them and now made them perfect. That means if you read the Bible and see their lives, they made so many mistakes, but God supplied grace and they made it. Are you with me? Verse 24. So we've seen that the structure of the court of heaven, we have angels, angelic beings, elders, we have believers, we have the Almighty God, who in this court is referred to as a judge. Hello? You know, you only find judges in courts. Are you with me so far? You need to be talking. We are preaching together. So, this is where we can change rulings. This is where we can change somebody's destiny. This is where the devil can say, this one will give birth by CS. And God will say, no, overrule. Let her have normal delivery. It is in this court. This is where you will realize there are many things that happened to you. It was not because God approved it. It was because there was no strong case presentation on your behalf. That it's possible your dad should still be alive now. And who is also there? Not just the judge of all, but Jesus. He said, and to Jesus, we have come to Jesus, the mediator. So when you see, give me that cup, please, that glass cup. When you see Jesus in this court, when you see Jesus in this court, it doesn't come like your lovey-dovey Jesus, that guy on that calendar in your house, that your church printed last year. He comes in with a bowl of blood. In this category, he is a high priest. Hey. I mean, somebody's hearing me now. He is not the same Jesus that was crucified. It is now the Jesus that said to Mary, don't touch me. Because now I'm bearing something, the instrument of your redemption, the blood. And we have come to Jesus, the mediator. Do you know what a mediator is? The man who settles quarrel. There is something in law they call, is it ADR? I believe I'm getting, or is it alternative dispute resolution? You don't want to go to court. Let's settle out of court. That's our category here. He said, and to Jesus, the mediator. So when you are praying on earth and you are saying, Father, I am sorry for what I did. I hurt you. Forgive me. That's it. He stands on that altar. You won't see that one. I'm telling you the back end process, the binary process of that prayer you are praying. Then you notice after some prayer, the guilt lifts. The blood has done its work. The blood has done its work. Don't pray until there's a witness. Don't stop praying until there's a witness in your heart that God has heard you. Because that witness only comes after a ruling. Hey! Because the spirit will only bear witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God. It is only when there is a verdict from heaven that the spirit will bear witness that your prayers have been answered. He said, Cornelius, he said, your prayers have been answered. Your arms have been received. But yeah, he was doing it for a long time before that message came. So we have Jesus. We also have the instrument of the blood as a functional element in the court of heaven that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Now, what you need to look at here is not just that they said the blood of Jesus. It is the juxtaposing of another type of blood that was introduced. Because the man Abel was a righteous man. He died without error. He died without sin. He died for something he was not guilty of. Just the same way Jesus was crucified outside the gate, yet he was without sin. I don't know if somebody is here now. Abel was crucified by his brother. He was killed by his brother. Jesus was killed by his own Jewish people. So it is very easy to look at an Abel and love his story and feel sorry for him because he was a victim of circumstance. But yet God said, this blood, the language of this blood speaks better things than the language of Abel. Listen to me. Your bloodline talks. If your parents went to Amadioa 200 years ago and said, Amadioa, bless us. Let our farm be big. Let our children be whatever. Amadioa will come to collect because the establishment of that covenant is by blood. You may not know about it, but long after your forefathers are dead, as long as that bloodline is in you, they will say you are owing us. And you know they finish. So they will keep coming. So you need a gatekeeper now. Do you notice that in Esther chapter 5 that we read, they talked about the gate of the house. The gate in the scriptures, that is the region where destiny decisions are made. Before, who was the man that married Ruth? Boaz. Before he could marry her, he went to the gate. The elders now said, go ahead. Man, if you bypass all these authority structures, you will not know why your prayers are always having resistance. Because at some point, they will ask you, by whose authority are you doing what you are doing? You should be able to tell them, we have approval from the gates. What are the gate structures in your life? Spiritual authority. Number one, the Holy Spirit. Number two, the spiritual authority that God has placed over you. Number three, the inner witness that God gives to you. There are gates. There are structures that God puts in your path, in the path of every believer. If you keep negating them, you may have the certificate, but there will be no seal on it. Are you see here? Come on, are you see here? You guys, should I change the message to blessing and blessing? Talk to me. I have every kind of message. I'm trying to tell you how to navigate your journey so that on your own, you can pray and be seeing your progress. We are making profit. There's problem. You will be able to see it. He said, we have come to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things. So, why the blood of Abel was asking for vengeance? Jesus, who was also killed in similar fashion, was asking for mercy. Come on, are you still here? Come on, say, I hear you. Tell your neighbor, I don't need Abel. I need Jesus. Next verse. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Hold it. This is the way the court of heaven works. They bring an accusation against you based on something you might have done. You went to one guy's house, something happened. Or you even got pregnant. Then they bring a case. Baba, you said this girl was supposed to be an oil magnet. She will be very rich. She will do something great in her generation. But there is a stain on her garment because of her iniquity. The subject of sin doesn't always end with forgiveness sometimes. If you are not careful, depending on the weight of that transaction, you will still deal with other things. Because if, for instance, you got pregnant and God forgives you, will the baby disappear? The baby will not go back to heaven. He's already here. It's just for you to be thinking, what will I name the baby? Chukwe Buka, Chukwu Nonso, Amzat. Any name, So when you are standing there with a weight of burden, knowing that you have failed your maker, there is one person that is in this court that was not introduced here. Do you know who that person is? Satan. The Bible says when the sons of God gathered, then also came Satan. He came not in his right as a fallen archangel. He came within his right as Adam. Because when Adam fell, he handed over his own authority to Satan. So he came to that meeting representing humanity. I wish you heard me now. The Bible refers to Satan as the God of this world. You now understand that song we are singing for service. The God of this world. This world. Not this earth. This world. There's a difference. Because the scripture said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But listen to me. It is possible for your earth to belong to the Lord, but the operating system within that laptop. Are you with me? You can have a... You can be running on Windows 7 in 22nd century. Huh? When those of us that are in 2040 already, we are running on Okta, we call it Okta. It's a new software. So don't worry, just be alive there. You will see what I'm saying. It's Okta. So that's what we'll be running on. You will not need all these external hard drives, all those things. Your hard drives, everything, space. With several layers of passwords. Okay, leave it. Don't worry. You will get it. I speak to you about a time very soon in the future where you will not need your laptop again. You will have it, but it will not be visible. When you see with the eyes of God, you don't see present alone. You see future. That's how you know that boy is a useless boy. That's how you will know. Because it's not showing sign now. But you have seen through the eyes of God. That this one is a very useless boy. Delete him immediately. Delete him before he commits the sin. When you commit, Operation Delete. That's the title of a program. Now, there is, when you commit a sin, and there are some sins you cannot take away. They stick themselves to you. Everywhere you go, you have to explain to everybody who Chukwe Ebuka is. So people somewhere already look down on you that you are not worthy to be in the ministry because of your mistake. Huh? And every time you try to step out in faith, share testimony, somewhere in your mind, the devil is telling you, everybody is using this problem to look at you. Nobody may even be thinking about it. But the devil will sell that idea that to the point that you will not be able to stand boldly before people. You will just be remembering what happened 3 years ago and how you messed up and how that it was you that used your legs to go to that house. And the devil will just be waving it. He didn't say anything, just waving it. Yeah. Just be shouting your name. Lillian, just wave. So, the Bible says we must find confidence. We must come before his presence with boldness. The moment the devil attacks your capacity for boldness and confidence to come before the Lord, you will never enter his presence again. I've given you two other postures you must maintain. You are coming, you come with into his courts with thanksgiving and into his presence with praise. Then you must also come with boldness and confidence. And the moment you notice that you are not able to come in boldly, don't rush. Address that issue first. Come on, are you still here? Is somebody hearing me now? Am I speaking over your head? Do you understand what I'm saying? Aha. Look at this. By the time the enemy comes and they present your case in court, Busayo, she took 2.5 million from her boss. She's not worthy. Then she was even dating her boss. No, disqualified. Now everybody in this court has one vote. Say one vote. Everybody in this court has one vote. But there is no way God will speak first, because he is the judge. He is supposed to make the proclamation. So God will allow those who constitute the court to come and talk. The angels in that court, it is not given to them to make any statement. So, because they are just to carry out, their soldiers, their officers, their own is to carry out the decree of the court. So, Satan will say, well, she's not worthy. She did this, she did that, or he did this, he did that. According to the constitution of this kingdom, whosoever lieth steals, fornicate, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Based on the document, send her out. Then God will allow a category of people to talk. The spirits of just men made perfect. So you will see Samson, he will come. You may speak. He said, Father, our judge, I was like this person. No direction, no mentor, no discipleship, no opportunity. But I was heavily anointed. And I made a lot of mistakes with strange women. And despite all that I did, and you turned your back on me, at the dying minute of my life, you showed me mercy again. And my hair began to grow. On the strength of the mercy I found in you, I placed my vote on Busayo that she be granted a second chance. Then he will vote. He will go and sit down. Then somebody else will raise his hand. Who is this? Say, my name is David. Come forward. And David will say, well, I had no destiny. I had no life. I was just a shepherd boy, hoping one day I would just marry somebody somewhere. But you found me at the backside of the desert. You saw something in me when I didn't see anything in myself. Yet I got to the throne and I failed you. I killed my kinsman. I married his wife. I impregnated that woman. And I did like nothing happened. And you turned your back on me. And when I was rebuked, I repented and I restituted. My predecessor didn't commit half of those sins and you rejected him, but I found mercy with you. Sir, in the light of the mercy that I found, when everybody turned against me and I didn't know who to go to, I put my vote on Busayo. And then he'll go and sit down. Then somebody else will raise his hand. Yes, who is this? Say, my name is Peter. Yes, stand up. Every one of God's champions, they have stories. All of them, Pata. All. So don't try to, don't, you see, this trying to be, well. Then Peter will come. Say, Master, I was a fisherman. I didn't know anything, but you found me. And towards the end of your earthly life, you warned me. And I despised your counsel. And you told me, you will deny me. You will turn your back on me. He said, and I swore that I will never do it. And I not only did it, I did it three times. I did it three times. And I knew that I had grieved your spirit. Say, but when you rose up from the dead, I was the first person you came to look for. And you took me away from my former life. That fishing life. Say, I didn't ask you to fish. I asked you to be a fisher of men. Come. And you told me, do you love me? And you restored me. And you told me, be the pastor of all these people. A man that was not qualified. You could have chosen John. John didn't sin. But you chose the broken man to be the pastor of all these 8,000 members in Jerusalem. Sir, concerning Busayo, in relation to the matter on ground, I vote for mercy. Now, remember that since they've been talking, Lucifer has only one vote. So, God will not talk until everybody has spoken. Then, you know, there is in this council, there's a general assembly. Then God will say, who is our pastor? So, when I come into the matter, I enter the court of heaven with prayer. You act and play your role. Patle, Katra, Satre, mercy, 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 mercy. I will enter that court with invitation and by intercession. So I will come forth. Some of you are asking how. When Jesus appeared in the book of Revelation and said, speak to the angel of the church of Ephesus. That was your pastor. The church over that place. He could have spoken to the church directly. He said, speak to their pastor. The pastor will tell them what I've said. So when you are pastorless, there is a part of this this matter that you will lose. Say, Father, I say, you know your boy. I'm a serial offender. I've experimented with all kinds of dangerous things. Ordinarily speaking, if I was you, I would not call me. Is it homosexuality? What do you want to mention? Is it going secretly to run several HIV tests in hope? There was a particular year I was in depression all through, because they say come back for another second test, confirmatory test. Then you meet another girl. Then you have to start that circle again. So you are just HIV test now open fine. Many years ago. So if you see me abroad, going guys, my mind is just going to that test that they say I should come back in 3 months' time. And you know the funny thing, you are coming back from the hospital, you come for a meeting, you say abroad, going, come and open the meeting, come and pray. Mama, like, I don't want to pray. I'm not okay. But I cannot tell brethren that I'm not okay, that where I'm coming from is HIV test we went to do. And when people were rushing and say, we'll be yes, attend to us, I could not talk, because I was the only one who came there for HIV test. The people came for malaria, typhoid, say, attend to us. Me, I could not shout, because at the end of the day, you are shouting, you say, HIV test, you want to do. So they say, I say, Baba, look at me. I'm not perfect. But if there's any progress I've made today, it's because of you. Your patience, your hope. You are hopeful in me. You just know, I'm still a child, I'm growing, I'll get better. You just have this thing about me, you look at me, just say, Benga is going to get better. I say, in the light of your mercy and the love you have for me, I vote for Busayo. Then God will now speak. Who is he that condemneth? It is God that justifieth me. For I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Today I give you the grace of mercy. I allocate to you more time. Go and see no more. That experience, you are here in your room and you are praying. All of a sudden, you now notice there's joy in your spirit. There has been a proclamation. All of a sudden, you feel free. You don't feel caged. You can come out and tell people, I have once had a child before, but Jesus had mercy on me. What the devil wanted to use to cage you, you can hold that thing in your hands and you stand and say, I am standing here because of Jesus and his mercy. I had an abortion, and so what? It is God that justified me. It is no more a shackle around my neck. It is now the symbol of the mercy I have found. And oh my God. Tell anybody, the devil has one vote. Just one vote. Don't make his voice louder than it should be. Don't make his voice louder. And there are many of you dealing with things that you have no business with because you have a weak case in court. This was similar to the situation Esther had to deal with. Because Esther needed permission to enter into the courts. Go back to Esther 5 and I'll round up. Into the presence of the king. You cannot go in without an invitation. How did Esther go? She knew that if she ever went into that place and came back, it would be because of God's mercy. So she entered into a 40-day fast. The 40-day fast is not to tie God's hand and say you must move. It is to petition heaven for mercy. So that the day you enter your boss's office and say, sir, I have idea about this area our company is going into and I would like to be part of it. Everything you say must make sense immediately. because you have one boss in your office that likes taking all the glory. He doesn't want anybody to see the organ at the top. He just wants the organ to think he's the one controlling everybody. That's why things are working. So God may just open a window where he say, good morning, sir. Ah, sir, I saw what you posted on LinkedIn about this. Actually, I have a few ideas on this. I did this, I did that, I did this. He say, oh, really? Come for a meeting, 12 p.m. I'd like to hear your thoughts. But you have one asawana in your department that will never allow you because he believes you don't know anything. But you don't enter that space in the flesh. You don't enter that space trying to gain the attention of the king. You need the door of favor to open. How did Esther enter in? She entered with 40 days. What was she saying? I am willing to deprive myself of pleasure till I am assured of the mercy of God. I'm willing to deprive myself. I don't know anything. There's no way I can approach this man without losing my head. She was asking for the door of favor to open to her. Sometimes, many of us are dealing with situations that if only a door were to open, your brilliance, your excellence will begin to flow. But because you work or you live in an area or a place where people prefer mediocrity to excellence, where people prefer for you to be depressed and always thanking God that you still have this job. There's nobody I left in the bank 3 years ago that is better than me. I'm not joking. I've seen them. I've stood in front of them and they didn't recognize me again. People that I sat on the same desk and worked with for 7 years. People that wept when I was going because they felt I was going into an uncertain future obeying God. You must be hearing God to hear leave your job. I know you must be hearing God. If it is a devil, I bind you, Satan, now. You must be hearing God to tell you to leave a career at the head office. To leave a career and say, God said, for what? Yeah, we have this man here, Pastor Larry. This one, he's a pastor's wife. He's a pastor. This one is a pastor. They are combining everything. And God said to Abraham, arise, take your bags, take everything, and move out of your father's house. God didn't give Abraham the luxury of part-time. You must be hearing God to hear, because you have a family. My children are going to secondary school. The bill has changed. You must be hearing God. You hear God. God gave me 2 years to be sure. 2 years is suicide to attempt when God didn't say do it. There is none of them that I know in the bank today. In fact, now I feel I was cheated. God should have told me to leave since. Favor follows obedience. What did I say? Favor follows obedience. Now, before you go and say, I heard God, go and pick that Bible and read first. There are certain general things that God has said. Follow that one. Because when I say, Pastor Benga, I gave me a prophecy, it didn't happen. Even the one God said in his word, it has not happened in your life. Pick that one first. That sure word of prophecy. When God says you will lay gold as dust, are you laying gold as dust? This woman went into the presence of the king after waiting upon the Lord, and she stepped out in faith. You cannot receive favor without faith. Because favor will require you to take certain steps without any guarantee except God's word. Did you hear what I just said? Favor will require you that before this thing flows, you will take certain steps by faith. You don't know what will happen. You just take it by faith. And you cannot respond in faith until a revelation of God's word. Because faith only comes by what? Hearing and hearing. Faith doesn't come by praying. Oh my time is up. Come on, say, I have favor in my life. The Bible says, by the words of your mouth, you'll be ensnared or you'll be delivered. Can you carry a weight and a tank of favor that no man will be, they will be fighting to say, no, let me go marry him. Let me go marry him. Have you seen where favor trumps beauty? Do you know what I'm saying? Have you seen where favor trumps beauty? Favor comes to those who spend time with God. I'm talking about favor without limits. Favor without borders. The problem is that you come today, you don't come to another 7 days, then you come again, and you build your life in such a way that it naturally takes you out of God's presence. That's the way Lagos teaches you. You wake up, leave your house, you will begin to run up and down till the bus drops you at your bus stop again at night. Then you stroll in and you go get into your house, you are looking for food to eat, and then you sleep. Father, as we sleep tonight, be with us in Jesus' name. The moment you wake up in the morning, back to the... So if you want to attract God's favor, you have to insist and structure your life in a way that you cannot miss God. When I used to work on the island, as much as possible, I don't drive with people. Because that car is my prayer room. Some of the songs we sing in this church came while I was in those cars. Go and try it. Don't just hear a good message. Go and, this is what I'm saying, go and do it. Because we have a generation that love to hear nice words. We like to hear lofty words. We like to hear new things. We say the same old things that are changing people's life. He is the ancient of this. He has not changed. He's an ancient person. The ancient one. Listen, you can be a child. And please, favor is not somebody parking by you by the main road and telling you why you're not in school and giving you scholarship. That's not favor. That's a small mind. Both the practitioner and the recipient, they are small minds. Somebody points out favor. Yeah, God has answered their prayer. I say, who told you? God didn't answer any prayer. Now, if you ask me, who will I ask? What I expect from somebody in authority is not to be doling out freebies and calling it favor. It is to set up a system where it can be fair to all. Set up a system where somebody can sit in his house, in his parlor, in his father's house, apply to a university in Lagos State and get a professional admission letter online without entering that school. Make a design a system that allows people apply to any secondary school in Lagos State. No, you are not going to pay anything. And you apply on the Ministry of Education website and you get what you need to get. And you have not even gone to the school. But we try to design it and then we now circumvent it so that something must still bring you. And when something brings you, you must drop something. That's not favor. That's not favor. I don't envy that man and I don't long for his position. Because his position is temporal. Being a servant of God is eternal. Don't miscalculate favor. Favor is not the help of man. Favor is not the help of man. Favor is God reaching out to you in his own capacity as God and saying, today I will change your life. What did Abraham do differently when his child came? Nothing. Hey, are you still here? I said, what did Abraham do differently? Nothing. All Abraham did was the usual, but because God said that was his time. Come on, I said that's your time. I said it's your time. Because when God says it's your time, then resources will be released from heaven over you. Hustling is not a biblical word. It's not a kingdom word. In the kingdom, we don't hustle. We function by grace. Come on, say, I function by grace. Another interpretation of the word grace is favor. We function by grace. That lady went into the king's presence, got a request, God, the enemy angled. She didn't fire one bow. She didn't fire one arrow. She didn't shoot a bullet. She didn't fire. Favor is winning without fighting. Come on now. Favor is winning without fighting. So what do you want? Half of my kingdom. The man begin. Have you ever seen what is called the willingness of the people? The Bible says in the day of his power, the people shall be with him. Psalm 110. You just enter the presence of that of greatness. You know the protocol. How to enter into the presence of greatness. People have lost opportunities because they came in carelessly. You can't tell the difference between your uncle and the CEO. Ah, uncle, start blaming Yoruba. Meanwhile, you look around everywhere, glass. Blowing down your village language. That's how the people know you are there. They now followed you. Come on, say I hear you. Listen. After this service, there are many of us here that we experience new levels of favor. Hold on. You will ask, what did I do? Because it's confusing. You'll be confused, like. Go and learn from Esther. I have some very powerful stories that I would have in the scripture I would have used to explain this thing. But I want us to take our communion. Go and check how Esther entered. That thing is documented in the Bible for you. So that you will not be confused how favor is gotten. You must not enter in the flesh. Even if it's a business proposal, don't go in the flesh. My wife worked with somebody, decent man, very lovely, very nice to a fault, but he goes about with his idols. Some of these Indian guys, when they come into the country as IT experts and all, they go about with their idols in their pockets. You just see them carrying some things. They are gods. They don't play with their gods. One of my brothers who minister in Kenya, he said, when it's break time, you will see all those CEOs go before the Hare Krishna, whatever, and be prostrating and doing everything. Don't do it. It's like you don't like your job. You see the CEO that was using programming language and writing all kinds of things on the board. Once it's break time, their break time is worship time. It's not eating time. Worship, they'll go and kneel in front of that thing and be doing their incense and bring all kinds of stuff in the center of the building. And that was the major company in Kenya. Apart from MTN. You kid yourself if you think it's this thing we are doing that is running the show. Those ones have brought it out into the open. If you don't like, resign. Must be covenanted. Live your life in a covenanted way. Say, for you've been bought with a price. When the devil tells you you will not make it, say, I've been bought with a price. You don't have any share. You don't have any vote in this matter. You will not be married. You will not have children. Say, it is beyond you. We know your own condition. It has been decided. I am a child of God. And my destiny is in the book of... He said, the path of the just is as a shining light. I will not be at this level of glory tomorrow morning. Because I continue to expand in glory. Who are you? You that your case is decided. And that is the kind of person some of us choose to sit down with. I'm depressed. Problem. You are listening to the wrong channel. You are listening to AM. Switch to FM. This woman went in, trusting God, knowing she may not come back, and she decided, whether I survive or not, God is faithful. And when she got in, God put favor in the heart of that man. And the man saw his wife. He didn't just see his subject. He saw his wife. Not only did he just see his subject, he saw somebody in equal capacity, because he referred to her as Esther the Queen. Go and read that scripture. So he saw it that gods don't kill gods. Authority does not swallow up authority like itself. What do you want? A man sat down there. His head was taken off immediately. Because when two gods are talking, the lower person will go. A man died for walking against a woman. The battle Mordecai could not handle. It was one Esther. How I wish most women here would know the power that is in them. How I wish that if you go on your knees for your family, a lot can happen. If you just forget about the negative report, put it, lock it somewhere, then face the matter. 40 days. That means spiritually, you can achieve a lot in 40 days for your family. But if you can manage that, at least you will lose weight. You will not be fine for 40 days. You will not eat well. You'll be drinking water, drinking garlic, eating ginger. If you can do it, by adventure, you don't mind. You can stay here for 40 days or 60. Because I know your own problem is that, how will I survive? Don't worry. We want to save money. A Christian doesn't have money and he's crying. Why can't you fast? God has given you viable options of survival. Go and check those people. They don't fast. There is no serious prayer warrior that cries because he doesn't have money. But he's always fasting. Go on your knees for your family. Give yourself 21 days. Start. And all you are asking is for the help of God. You're asking for the mercy of God. Baba, on this issue, people are dying in this family. We want it to stop. Don't tell anybody. Enter the place of prayer. If I perish, I perish. 40 days, I'm here. When you come back from work, 6 to 8 p.m., and you know, I told you we are climbing a mountain when we pray. So you turn off your phone. Don't use an ill song to boost your prayer. Don't use Jesus culture to put off the thing. That phone is the reason why we have all this problem. Put it off. Because the moment you hit a crescendo, your boss will call you. Your boss will send you a text. Send me the email attachment for this one. Ha! Good day. Please find attached. That's what is putting in problem. Find attached. Find attached. Find attached. Find attached. Find a modified copy of. Find. Always find it. Apologies, I do not have this file. I will send it on the other laptop when I get to the office. Always apologize. If God could reach out to a woman who, despite having governmental authority, could not help herself. She had authority as queen and yet could not help herself. And she cried out to God and surrendered herself. And God didn't come down. But God touched the heart of the man. Do you know it is possible to live in that realm permanently? And that is the realm that I invite you to. The realm of favor, the realm of faith. It is the realm of a new beginning. Because from that day, nobody in Israel, no Israeli in that country was victimized again. Is it possible that what you are actually praying and binding, storming the gates of heaven, you want to break down the gate of you've been praying? It's just one door of favor. Most of the places I've ever spoken that really changed my life, it was a door of favor. I went to preach in a particular city, and I will not mention it. When I got to the airport, I'm talking about protocol. The protocol for getting what somebody carries. Are you with me? Somebody in your office. Somebody that knows something you don't. A door that you are looking for to open onto you that is ready. Because if the door has opened to you, you can open it for me. I don't know if you're with me. If I'm operating in a realm, I can open that realm to you. Elijah prayed and said, God, open the eyes of my servant so that he can see what I'm seeing. It was because Elijah was already there. Don't just look for postures and positions of value. Look for persons of value. Because a person of value is not just carrying the anointing, he's carrying that realm with him. Somebody called me. Oh, you know, there's this thing we need to talk about. I said, hold on. You have a sister like this, like this. I started prophesying about a sister that was thousands of miles in another country. But it was, I realized it was because of the way that person received me as a servant of God. That's why I was able to break through the barrier. Instead of praying and singing and dancing, before I started seeing vision, I just entered straight into the family. And I started describing medical report, mentioning the result in this way. I said, Pastor, how did you know this thing? I said, I'm seeing it in front of me. There is a protocol of honor that many of us don't have. And it is because of this generational decline and decay that we see everywhere. And everybody is equal. Who told you? We are equal, but we are not all equal. There is order. There is protocol. That's why no matter what you do, husband is the head of the wife. We are not partners. In the UK, they call them partners. We are not partners. I'm your husband. You are the wife. Yes. And assuming the gender was reversed, you will be the husband and I'll be the wife. It being a wife is not demeaning. Because being the wife is the spiritual power base of that family. That's why she has the ability to shut the heavens. Being a wife has the capacity to incubate realms of the spirit. It's not just children she incubates. It's just not seed. She incubates realms. Go home and tell your wife to pray for you. And then let's check the result in 1 month. Although I know you don't believe, but it's okay. I don't know anybody that ever prayed consistently for her husband and they didn't see a difference. You heard Sister Hope's testimony. And I'm sure that testimony is also a summary, because there's something she's doing at the back. You don't marry for sex, so you can have that without marrying. But you get tired. Something you are stealing and eating before, then I bring it to you, so yeah, every day. I beg, I don't do it again. You don't worry, you will get there. You know, now you still think that's the solution to your problem. You will get there, don't worry. Just a matter of maybe 3 months, time, 6 months. You'll get there. You'll be running. The door of favor opened by one woman who knew what to do. Protocol. I got into this city. They picked me up at the airport. And normally, wherever I go, they will check me into a hotel. They didn't check me into a hotel. They checked me into a suite. So I was asking her that, I know this church is not a very old church. Like, I don't like this place. So it's too... I was thinking of the cost of renting a whole suite for like 4 days. They said, no. I said, they said we've already paid. I was concerned. Because I'm here living the big boy life. What was that song I was hearing online? I'm here jamming with the big boys, but I left my family somewhere. I shouldn't be chilling this one alone. I should be chilling it with my wife. For the first time, I knew what it meant to almost have a TV in your bedroom. You know, just. Misbehave, you understand? Parlor, TV different decoder, room, TV different decoder, bedroom, you know, everything is just perfect. And then they told them, if that man comes out, anything he wants, give me. I saw security men coming, going out. I said, I said, I don't go back to Lagos. This place. I said, people, they live like this for Nigeria. Now, wow. You know, you just begin to think, my brother, you know, because of the joy, first day, I prophesied for 4 hours. No, I prophesied for 3 hours. Second day, I prophesied for 4 hours into Saturday. I started prophesying around 8. I finished prophesying 1:30 a.m. That morning was Sunday. A lady was in that meeting. She was scheduled for surgery. Pastor told her, don't go for the surgery, come for this meeting first. After the surgery, the growth in her body had vanished. They canceled the surgery. Protocol. Then the pastor, and I said, Pastor, what's going on? This your church is nice. Say, Pastor, we know what we are looking for when we brought you. Say, that's why we got this kind of place. So you can be okay, you'll be happy. Ah! I say, this guy, you're a bad man. No, he said, ah, Pastor, don't worry. He now came with his wife in the middle of the night. Middle of the night, came. Now sat down like this. Yes, he fell in a colon. You know, that kind of prophecy is not, is there somebody here? I just closed my eyes. America Sevelen Okosia. Reba Lefesalia Nokola. One and a half hours like that. Kalima Sefer. And I'm prophesying and describing and predicting Lake Zeveli others. Just imagine that the way Esther came in, she didn't come in like, I'm the queen. Oh yeah, clear for clear road. Like all those Chinese or Korean queens. They just come in, I'm the queen. Don't you know why? Oh, Lord. My God. Oh, she's watching his face. What he will say, come. She's not hasty. She's in the place of intercession. Say, oh God. She's weighing the matter. Whenever she senses a resistance, she begins to pray in the spirit. Say, oh God. And she's approaching gently, cautiously, because she doesn't know what the king will say. Is today the day of mercy, or is today the day of vengeance? We need to be sure. Then the king waves his wand. The moment he waves it, it means come. Say, come boldly before the throne of grace that you may obtain grace and find mercy. We obtain grace, but we find mercy. We obtain grace, but we find mercy. We